Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently mostly cloudy and 59 degrees. Two people from the Wichita area were killed and two others injured in a two-vehicle crash in Ford County Tuesday morning on U.S. 54 Highway about 8 miles northeast of Mineola. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a pickup truck and a semi struck a semi head-on. The driver of the pickup, 34-year-old Andrew Manning of Wichita, and his 27-year-old passenger, Ashonia Hollingsworth of Winfield, both died later at a hospital. The semi-driver and a passenger suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Future plans for Century 2 were discussed at a public meeting Tuesday night in downtown Wichita. The goal of the meeting was to create a starting point for future meetings on what to do with the Wichita landmark. Manager of Arts and Cultural Services John D'Angelo tells KSNU city leaders face a challenge no matter what decision is finally made.
And then what sort of challenges are going to be needed, whether it's a, tax or some kind of private funding that supports that movement forward.
A $300,000 study concluded earlier this year included recommendations for remodeling the building at an estimated cost of $272 million or to demolish and rebuild it at an estimated cost of $492 million. Tuesday's meeting was strictly informational, and public discussion is planned for the next step in the process. That meeting will likely come before the end of the year. The Wichita Board of Education and the Service Employees International Union have reached a tentative agreement on the salary and benefits package for the 2017-18 school year.
The agreement also includes uniformed security officers and security dispatchers. In a joint statement from USD 259 and SEIU, the agreement includes a 3.75% salary increase, an increase of one step on the salary schedule, unfreezing longevity pay for years of experience, movement on the career ladder if employees are eligible and qualify, and no changes to the employee health plan. Union members will vote on the tentative agreement Wednesday, September 20th. If ratified, the Board of Education will give final approval to the agreement on October 2nd. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The damage assessment from Hurricane Irma is only beginning in the Florida Keys. In other parts of the Sunshine State, the cleanup is well underway.
As electricity is restored to Miami Beach and iconic South Beach, businesses one by one are cleaning up the fallen palm fronds and displaced sand and preparing to reopen. They have a clientele hungry for food and for a change of scenery. Many of the apartment dwellers around Miami Beach have been without power for days. They're simply ready for a hot meal and a chance to get out of their homes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Trump may continue enlisting Democrats to get his agenda through Congress this fall. He's inviting them to another bipartisan meeting at the White House today. ABC's Andy Field reports from Washington.
A Democratic member of the House Problem Solvers Caucus says the president invited him to the two-party meeting at the White House. New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer says the president wants both parties to buy into health care, tax reform, rebuilding roads and bridges. President Trump tells him he also plans to talk about passing laws that would protect dreamer immigrant children. Mr. Trump telling Democrats he will work with both parties in order to get things done.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback tells KNSS News he's looking forward to his new job, Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom.
There's so many people persecuted around the world for simply wanting to practice their faith. And a lot of times in a job like this, if you can give a person in some jail in a foreign country a name and a face, you can keep them alive.
The Senate must still approve Brownback's nomination. The governor commented on Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
And so far this morning, we do have a traffic accident already.
Really?
Wow. That's right. It didn't take long. Traffic accident at 63rd South and Broadway. So, yeah, between Hayesville, Wichita area. 63rd Street South and Broadway. Traffic accident, avoid that area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like we'll have a gradual warming trend throughout the rest of the work week. Sunshine today as clouds move on off to the east, our high near 90. It'll be clear overnight down to 64. Thursday's high, 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. And 55 degrees. Well, another nice day across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was only 83 degrees. Normal high for the date is 84. So another nice day here in the Metroplex. Steve and Ted in the morning now. And you heard our update a moment ago on Century 2. As the city begins now to move forward after the consultant's report to see where exactly we want to go and what we want to do with this thing. That was only informational last night, but City Manager Robert Layton apparently made his own proposal. This is reported in today's Wichita Eagle that Layton now favors renovating the facility, adding 150,000 square feet of convention space, possibly adding some retail space. He recommends a contract for private management and leasing the facility to a third party long term, and forming a partnership with Sedgwick County for joint management of Century 2 and Interest Bank Arena. I haven't seen anything official as far as a news release on this, but I'm picking the story up this morning from the Wichita Eagle. Layton recommends forming a citizens committee to study possible work on Century 2. So that's what's going on with Century 2.
It's going to have to include that soundproofing.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty much given.
Yep.
And they've got all that bleed from one area to the other. But there you go. We were thinking about putting a poll here on the Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. We've already done it twice on Century 2, so we'll hold off a little bit. Maybe there'll be some more specifics that we can look at here in the next few weeks as they move forward with this thing, possibly by the first of the year, get a decision made on Century 2. A Vermont police department is asking for help identifying a suspect wearing a panda costume believed to have stolen an airsoft rifle from a sports store. Williston police in Vermont say the costumed suspect walked into the Dick's Sporting Goods Monday night, picked up the rifle, and ran out of the store without paying for it. Police responded but were unable to locate the suspect. Store employees told police the suspect had been in the store earlier Monday. No panda suit that time.
Are they sure it's the same man?
Yeah, apparently so. It looked like...
It's not much of a panda suit, then.
He looked at the same rifle, but without buying it, he told employees he'd be back to buy it, so the panda suit apparently didn't cover his face, or they recognized him somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. When they said panda suit, I immediately thought of the like a mascot with a full head thing on it, but I would guess not, apparently.
Apparently this is not...
They recognized the man from the panda suit.
Yeah, they recognized him even in his panda suit. Airsoft firearms shoot pellets, are usually powered by springs or compressed air, similar, I would presume, I'm not sure, similar to a BB gun?
Airsoft pellets tend to be made out of plastic.
So not the metal, the little BBs we used to shoot around.
I don't think so, no.
Hmm. One of the candidates for mayor in St. John's, Newfoundland, has become a celebrity, the one with fur and four legs. It's a 5-year-old Australian cattle dog named Finn. He's featured in a tongue-in-cheek campaign-style YouTube video that has been making the rounds on social media. Owner Glenn Redmond said Tuesday, a lot of people are saying Finn is the best candidate, but he concedes the dog's name won't actually be on the ballot. Redmond says he made the video to draw attention to local issues like potholes and sidewalk snow clearing.
Hmm.
So Finn, the dog, is not a serious candidate. Put it that way.
Well, I suppose animals have been elected mayors before.
Well,
so
some people will say that. Well, never mind. Some people would say that maybe an animal would be not too bad.
Yeah.
All right.
I can think of worse alternatives.
Yeah.
moving forward here. This is an annual report that we do. No frills, toys, including the paper airplane, sand, and play food, are among 12 finalists vying for a place on the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Play food.
We get this list. It's just 12 too much.
Yeah.
To do a poll with, you think? Is that too
many?
Well,
no, that's not too many.
What I'm saying is if we can get you these, we can do a poll on that if you want.
Which of these toys belongs? Which of these toys most belongs in the Toy Hall of Fame?
I think they're going to put two or three of them.
Yeah, that's something I don't know if I can do on our poll or not.
Well, might have to go for favorite then.
Able to select how many of them, but yeah, we can definitely do which one is your favorite.
So paper airplane, sand, and play food are there. Also up for the honor. Board games Risk and Clue.
Risk.
The Magic 8 Ball. That'd be the one where you turn over and you do the fortune. Does so-and-so like me? And
I hope it is
definitely so. You know, remember that
I hope that never gets into the Toy Hall of Fame. I'm not a fan.
I think they sold a lot of those.
Eight ball. They did. It was popular once upon a time.
Matchbox Cars.
Matchbox. There we go. Classic.
My Little Pony.
Mm.
The Pez Candy Dispenser.
Eh.
Transformers.
Eh.
The Card Game Uno. And this might be my favorite. Wiffle Ball.
The Wiffle Ball.
Wiffle Ball.
You can't get more classic than a Wiffle Ball.
Now, 2-3 Toys will be inducted November 9th into the Strong Museum in Rochester, where the hall is located. Anyone can nominate a toy. The inductees are chosen on the advice of historians, educators, and others for their longevity and success and ability to inspire creative play. Well, you can't beat sand for something like that.
Sand's been
around a long time.
Exactly what do they mean by play food, though? Is that the mud pie?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's for the little packages. You know, they used to have those when people had kitchens. I didn't have a kitchen, but at school we did, kindergarten, and they had those little boxes that looked like cereal, I presume.
I don't know. That
or maybe,
play food.
Yeah, maybe, the mud pies. I don't know. Huh. Winners will join 63 prior inductees, including the Dollhouse, Dominoes, Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles.
And Big Wheels.
Nah, Big Wheels.
Okay. Coming up November 9th. And we might just stay tuned on the webpage, knssradio.com, because we just might use that.
Yeah.
If you don't think it's too clumsy.
That's a good question. I like it.
If you don't think it's too clumsy, Jad's kind of the guy in charge of the... Of the poll?
Because I'm the one,
he's the guy
technically able to put it together, so sure, why not?
He puts the technical touch on it there and makes it go, so we'll see what happens. One other quick note. You may have heard our story a moment ago about a couple, a young man from Wichita and a woman from Winfield, killed in a car-truck head-on accident out in the southwest part of the state this morning.
Yeah.
Were we talking about this yesterday?
We talked about this yesterday.
Over the weekend and over about 3 or 4 days, there had been like four or five.
It wasn't 3 or 4 days. It was just Tuesday
one day, 2 days?
Morning.
Yeah.
Or no, Monday morning. Monday morning, there were four in different places around the state that just involved the Kansas Highway Patrol and a semi-truck.
Yeah. Now, there may have been more, but just the Highway Patrol reporting.
Right.
So that's
there
like
was definitely one more here in Sedgwick
it's
County.
It's like a half dozen within 2 days or three.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And Their car semis, their head-ons, and we don't know what's going on, but something strange, whether people are distracted or falling asleep. But you be careful out there when you're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're seeing a real spike in highway fatalities, and we don't like that. We like our listeners to be okay, right?
We'd rather they get where they were going, certainly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
6:19 now, Stephen, Ted, and Jad Chambers on the sports desk. This morning for Leadoff Sports, and talking about, I'm going to throw a dart at the old target on the wall and say, guess.
Sure.
Well, I was going to say Royals, but.
I can start with whatever you want. I'm the one playing the cuts, so it doesn't matter what.
Yeah, we got the
what
playoff.
What order they go in, yeah.
We got the wing nuts in action, too, so.
Right.
I don't know. You take it away. Tell me what you want to do there.
It doesn't matter where you start. I can start anywhere you want to.
Start it out, then.
It was an afternoon game yesterday for the Kansas City Royals against the Chicago White Sox. The Royals got the offense going early. They loaded the bases for Brandon Moss, and you heard it yesterday over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And Denny Matthews with the call.
Bases loaded, one away in the first. There it goes, deep right field. I told you could smell it. Gone. Two out of the last three games, the Royals have been blessed. Bartolo Colon and now Dylan Covey. Early batting practice.
Wow.
Yes, the effervescent Denny Matthews.
Yeah. Hey, calm down, Denny.
Well, it's just the first inning.
Yeah.
It's just the first inning.
With the Royals this year, anything can happen.
You got plenty of baseball left to play at that point.
Yeah, okay.
Well, actually, I was very lucky that bases were loaded right there because that was all the offense the Royals would get. That was it.
That was it for the day?
That was it for the day. Well, but you know what?
Danny was right.
It was enough. Kansas City beat the White Sox 4-3 on the strength of that one grand slam there in the first inning. So, paid to get on the board early. Royals and the White Sox again this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Royals on radio over on KFH. Pre-game start at 12:30. American Association Championship Series starts tonight here in Wichita at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. It's a rematch of last year's championship series between the Wichita Wingnuts and the Winnipeg Goldeyes. Of course, the Wingnuts are hoping that there'll be a different result this year, as they didn't win last year. It will be the Goldeyes' 10th appearance in a league championship series in the franchise history. The Wingnuts are in the championship series for the fifth time in the last six seasons. And the Wingnuts and the Goldeyes for the championship tonight. Game one of a five-game series at Lawrence Dumont tonight. First pitch at 7:05. Kansas City Chiefs season-opening 42-27 win on the road against the defending champion New England Patriots. Well, it's been getting some attention. The power rankings on NFL.com, they don't mean anything, but that's just kind of out there for fun. Those were released yesterday. The Chiefs were at number 2. That's up from number 7 a week ago. The latest rankings at ESPN.com have the Chiefs at number 3, coming up from where they were at number 8. Like I said, you know, those power rankings don't really figure into anything, but it is an indicator that people are taking notice of a very impressive win. Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith spoke last night on the Chiefs Kingdom show. You heard it right here last night on KNSS. Smith said it was a really good win, but, you know, kind of have to turn and get ready for Philadelphia now.
It's such a game of emotion, the football, right? And that's why we love it. That's why we play. That's why we watch it. But you got to be able to handle your emotions. And opening days are always huge. I mean, they're big, right? And then winning them is awesome. And Thursday was as big as it gets for openers. You also, at the same time, got to get back down to earth. Got to get back to what got you there, the details, the minutia of it, and right, having a sense of urgency. And so we got a big, these guys are good, really good, but it's going to be opening. It's going to be opening day at Arrowhead. So I can't wait. I think it's going to be unbelievable.
Chiefs and the Eagles Sunday pregame start right here on KNSS at 11 o'clock. Sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
All right, 6:22 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
All right, 6:23 now. Keep it here for Todd Starnes, Fox News commentator, talking about TSA-enhanced pat-down procedure. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.